Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, this is week number two, talking about the disconnect between old and young leaders. And I guess the disconnect goes both ways.
Last week, we talked about the complaints younger leaders have with older leaders that they report to. That disconnection, distrust, and barrier to open communications truly goes both ways. So here are the most common complaints older leaders have about the young leaders in their organization.
All right, what's number one?
Number one, entitlement. The young leaders don't want to learn experience, and they don't want to pay their dues before climbing the corporate ladder. They don't even know what they don't know, but they do know that they want to be promoted and fast.
All right, number two.
They're lazy. Yeah, fighting words here. Young leaders want to rely on technology too frequently when what they need to do is take the time to engage people more. You can't manage your job from a computer and a phone. People skills are becoming a lost art.
Number three.
They already know everything. Young leaders believe anything worth knowing is available online, so why waste time learning new things? I have access to all the information I need on my phone. Is what they believe.
That's what they believe. All right, number four.
Being cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Humility has been replaced with a bravado air of cockiness. Overconfidence comes off as a lack of respect, and it isn't appreciated when it comes at the expense of the more senior leader, especially when pointing out mistakes, even more so when done in front of other employees. There is no respect for the chain of command. So we're hearing these complaints from older leaders. This is their opinion of the younger leaders. So if you're a younger leader in an organization, take a moment to reflect on these complaints and consider how they may reflect on your approach with older leaders in your organization. How do we bridge this difference? Next week, we'll talk about how we can make that happen.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.